All right. Welcome, BBS listeners, to Wednesday, July 10th, 2019, to You Have Questions, We Have Answers, questions where your chance to get an opportunity to have an opportunity to ask the Elohim a question that you have, and they will answer it most likely. And the phone number to call in is 712-770-5600. And the code you punch in is 897676#. That's 897676#. If you'd like to listen to the program live, I am Prudy in Asheville, North Carolina, filling in for Hives tonight. So I hope I can do as good a job as Hives. Again, the call-in number, if you want to listen directly, is 712-770-5600, and the access code is 897676#. 897676#. And we are now in the waiting mode for Wynn and Terry to join us. And every time you hear a ding, we had a caller join us. Welcome to Wednesday. You have questions, we have answers. Would you like to share your name and area?
Dr. Art in Hampton, Virginia.
Hello, Dr. Art. Long time no talk to you.
Yes.
And another caller joined us. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello, this is Edna. How are you?
Edna, I'm well, thank you. You? Doing well, I hope. I'm filling in for Hives tonight. You're a little crackly there. I don't know if that's Dr. Art. You're crackly.
Well, I'm not moving.
Somebody was. So, Edna, you're doing all right, huh?
Yes, I'm good. Thank you.
Good. Good. Okay. I submitted a question tonight myself.
I did too. I'm excited.
Did you? Oh, good.
I did.
Good. Are you seeing numbers?
Oh, yes. I'm seeing numbers again. Slow. It's not as intense as I used to. I'm getting back slowly.
Okay.
Yeah. I was blocked for a little while, I guess. It was a good thing. It was a good thing.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's all about numbers. Everything from geometry to frequency, which is what I was talking to Dr. Art about. Another caller joined us. Hello, would you like to say your name and location?
Hi, Prudy. Don in Northern Ohio. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Don.
Hi.
We have Edna and Dr. Art.
Hi, Edna. Hi, Dr. Art.
Hi.
And our callers on BBS who are listening live with us. And for those of you who wish to join us in 1 hour from now for a Whole Planet Healing, Planet Healing is an opportunity to thank Mother Earth and send healing with some very powerful energies and possible healing for yourself. And that phone number is 712-770-4340, and the code is 50513#. And I hear a few callers have come in. Hello, would you like to share your name and location?
Hi, Dharmananda.
Hi, Dharmananda. I'm
Dharmananda.
Surprised tonight.
Hi, Prudy. It's Jennifer from Greensburg, PA. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Jennifer.
Hi.
Hello.
And we are waiting for Wynn and Terry. He should be here soon. Jennifer, I heard you had some interesting clouds in the sky today.
Yeah, we did. I wasn't out a lot. But, yeah, it was beautiful in a way, you know?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Very odd looking.
Somebody from your neck of the woods posted it, and the cloud looked like it wanted to form a tornado, but it didn't.
Well, and it was, no, thank goodness it didn't. But yeah, it was very, very humid here. Ugh, really uncomfortable.
Hello, and welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Yes, hi, it's Jane in Pennsylvania.
Hello, Jane.
Hi.
Hi, Jane.
Hi. I heard you talking rain. It hasn't rained here yet. It must be on its way.
It hasn't rained here yet, which is very odd.
Well, there's
usually by this time of the day, we would have a thunderstorm a lot of times in the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah, tons of rain down in down south, Louisiana.
Yeah,
too much rain.
Yeah, a big storm is projected to hit, I think, on Saturday with like 2 or more, I mean, almost 3 feet of rain.
Yeah, that system that's in the Gulf, yeah.
Yeah, big system.
It's going to be lots of damage.
Well, they've had it so hard. My heart goes out.
Oh, yeah.
Hello, and
me too.
Welcome to the Wednesday show with the program with Wynn and Terry. Would you like to say your name and location?
It's Wynn in Sedona.
Hi, Wynn.
Hi, Wynn.
Hey, Terry in Dallas.
Hi, Terry.
Hi. We were just talking about the weather in your neck of the woods, that there might be some rain coming your way.
Well, this is usually the time for rain, you know.
Yeah, this is a really big rain.
There was an earthquake somewhere recently.
I shall look.
Besides Ridgecrest.
Okay, I'll look that up. In the meantime, hello, welcome to the Wednesday program. Would you like to share your name and location?
Hi, Prudy. Hi, Wynn. It's Jeannie in Citrus Heights.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Hi, Jeannie.
Let's see. The earthquakes are north of the Ascension Island, the Pacific Antarctic Ridge, the Philippines, Alaska, the Philippines, Russia, New Zealand, Indonesia.
Any big ones?
Indonesia. They're all in the 5. No big ones. The last big one was in Indonesia, and that was 3 days ago. That was a 6.9.
Mm-hmm.
The rest are all 5.
Is Ridgeville near the Groom Lake military facility?
Are you asking me? No.
Anybody?
Isn't that is that in Nevada?
No, it's in California.
No, I'm not sure then.
I'll have to look it up.
I was watching a video on a YouTube that some of this crazy weather is being correlated with these LED lights on like an electric pole.
Seriously.
They flash. Yeah, they flash. They said it's part of the geoengineering. I don't really know if they want to talk about it, but I will send the video to Wynn, and Wynn can share it with you.
Sure.
Hello. Yeah. Hello. Welcome to the Wednesday program with Wynn and Terry. Would you like to share your name and location? Of course, only if you want to. And thank you for joining us.
Is Terry on?
Not yet. I do not see her. Welcome, BBS listeners. Today is Wednesday, July 10th, 2019. And the Wednesday program, you have questions, we have answers. And another caller joined us. Hello, and welcome to the Wednesday program. Would you like to share your name and location? Okay, well, we welcome you. And of course, everyone can be anonymous, or anyone can be anonymous. We're just here. Oh, looks like Terry just dropped in. Hello, Terry. Not here quite yet.
She's looking for her headset.
Yeah. Okay.
Groom Lake is in Nevada. I stand corrected.
Mm-hmm. I thought it was.
Hi, and welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location? Okay, we welcome you.
Hi, this is Terry in Sedona.
Hi, Terry.
Hi.
Hi, Terry. Hi. Glad you're here.
Thank you.
What's your excuse?
I'm trying to do too much at the same time or something.
Time.
Surefire way to get nothing done.
Yeah.
Not the truth.
Right.
Yeah, that's true. Hi, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Antonio in California.
Hi, Antonio.
Antonio.
Hi, Antonio.
Hi, Don. Hi, Jennifer.
Any rumblings your way?
The only rumbling is my stomach.
Well,
peanut butter.
Good.
Peanut butter fixes that.
You sound really great tonight. I don't know what you did with your phone, but you really have a good sound quality.
Who me?
Antonio.
Oh.
I can actually understand what he's saying.
Because I don't have peanut butter in my mouth.
Oh, okay.
My mom said that the earthquake, she felt like she was on the couch, and she said that it wasn't shaky, but she said it felt like she was like on a waterbed, and it was just
oh my,
looking like that. And my sister said that where we live, there's like, it's a lot of sand.
Mm-hmm.
It's not like hard dirt or clay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it moves.
And when the earthquake happened, or I don't know if it was an aftershock, I was walking Abby and I didn't feel anything.
Hi, welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hello, Booty. This is Heisel Los Molinos. Thank you for being here.
Hello, Hyde. You're welcome.
Hi, Hyde.
You want to Hello. Take over, Hyde?
Actually, not. I just started my dinner.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, Hyde. She's doing a better job than you do anyway. I know, exactly.
Sweet.
What do people from the Netherlands eat?
Say what?
What do people from the Netherlands eat? What's your national dish?
Well, I am eating an Asian food right now, rice with chicken and sweet and sour.
Ooh, sounds good.
But it's typical Dutch food is steamed potatoes with vegetables and some sort of a meat.
And beer.
What kind of meat?
Meatballs or beef or pork.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
No turkey. Mm. No turkey.
No turkey.
Beer, right?
Mm. I haven't been on this call in a long time.
Oh, good, Antonio. Did you submit a question?
Glad you're here.
No, I just
come to join us.
You always forget, don't you?
Yeah, and it's too hot to be outside, so I was in my room and I was like, oh, Wednesday.
You have an air conditioner?
Yes. I have one of those window units.
Mm-hmm.
And I haven't been on the call, like, for 2 days. I don't know when it was. I had a huge panic attack, and then, like, it just drained my energy, and I just slept.
Mm-hmm.
And it was, we have two cars in the driveway that have been parked for a long time, and I don't know if the city or somebody came and they said that we had to get rid of them, so nobody told me anything, but my sister, she was cleaning out the car, and I just...
Welcome to the Wednesday call. Would you like to say your name and location? But only if you want to. Thank you for joining us.
My brother and sister, they were cleaning out the cars, and but my sister, she doesn't clean unless something's going on, so I kind of figured it out, and then she said, who told you? And I said, nobody. I'm stupid. I know what's going on.
Welcome to the call. Would you like to say your name and location?
Hey, it's Brian from Michigan. I'm very confused about how I finally arrived at this number, but it worked.
Oh, well, we're glad you're here.
Hi, Brian.
Hi, Brian.
Hi.
I'm confused about how you arrived on this planet.
That's a great comment. Can you write that on my birth certificate?
I thought you were going to be repeating 2D for another million years.
2D?
Uh-huh. Oh, my goodness.
That was a very hairy life, let me tell you.
Mm-hmm. So with the panic attack, I yelled, but my brother told me to get over it, and... I don't think you should say that to somebody that's having a panic attack.
No, not very compassionate.
Insensitive.
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
There are a lot of people that don't understand panic attacks because they've never had
yeah,
one.
They think you're making it up, yeah, until they have one.
Yeah, and I yelled, and I messed up my voice.
Oh,
but after I yelled, I felt better.
That worked. That's awesome. You found the solution, then.
There you go.
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to start. Are you guys ready?
Yeah.
Yes.
We are. I'll mute the call. Okay. The ding.
And the only person that's not ready, I'm sure, is Carrie. Is that right?
That's right. I have no idea of anything except I'm here.
Hang on. Hello to everybody on BBS. Here we go.
This conference is being recorded.
This is July 10th, 2019. Wynn and Terry in Sedona and everybody everywhere. And this is our Wednesday call. And I don't like the name of it, okay? But it's called You Got Questions, We Got Answers. The fact of the matter is, we don't have answers. They have answers. And we ask your questions to our friends in high places on the other side. And they are wise. They are compassionate. They don't make judgments. And they want to help us, in specific, because they're connected to us, evolve, grow, expand, have a bigger matrix. And we have our wonderful, what do they call it? They don't call her a channel. They call her the vehicle. Isn't that right, Terry?
Right. Right. The vehicle.
Our vehicle, who has the ability to expand herself into the realm of these two group souls, who then put words in her head. In fact, sometimes it's not words, it's concepts. And then she has to turn them into words. And answering your questions, okay? So let me see here. We actually don't have that many questions tonight, but that's good. Because then I can ask some questions. And one of the things I think, I said this before, but one of the important concepts is when you ask a question, they connect, if it's particularly about you personally, they connect with your matrix. And when they pull back from your matrix, they leave a trail which gives you the opportunity, if you follow the trail, to make your own personal connection with this source. And sometimes some of the people on our calls have just gotten answers directly in their mind. Not everybody's going to be able to do that because you don't have the talent yet to do it, but you never know. You never know. So we're gonna start. Am I recording? No, I can't remember.
Yes, we're recording, and nobody is muted yet.
Okay. Thank you, Edna. Not Edna. Thank you, Prudence. I have a question here from Edna.
Welcome, Wings.
July 10th.
Formerly known as, it's actually Edina. Formerly
Edna.
Edna.
Edna. Edna.
Edna. Edna. So we can all be edgy around Edna. Now, where is Edna from?
Well, nothing changed because my name in Brazil, the letter D is sounds like a G. So my name was always Edna, and I just changed the name to get
the spelling
to
right.
Match. So yeah, spelling right. Yes, that's all. Nothing really changed. It's Edna.
Mm-hmm. Hey, when you started doing your artwork, did you realize you were interdimensional?
Well, I started when I was a little kid, so I did not think much about it. But I used to see things when I was a little kid. I was thinking I was different. I already knew I was different.
Here we go. Let me see. Mute on.
Muted.
So, yesterday, Hives did a replay, and Terry and I'll tell you what happened. It's very interesting. You know, we have a little bit of a circuit of restaurants, and one of them is another happy hour restaurant that's in a hotel fairly near where we live. And I went there, and I was sitting, and another guy came and sat on the table across from me. And I made some kind of comment, you know, hi there, are you visiting Sedona? And he said, no, I'm doing a lecture. I'm doing a demonstration on astronomy on the roof, okay? And I said, oh, I said, we know another guy that does that. Maybe you know him. And he says, I don't bother knowing anybody. I'm the best.
No wonder. I kept saying, let's get the other guy over to listen. And you kept saying, no.
Right. And so we were chatting. And I wasn't even going to say anything about myself. Okay? I said, this guy is not going to like me. But finally I said something, and he kept saying he's the best, right? And I said, I'll bet I'm bigger than you. And he looked at me and says, well, what do you do? And I said, it's too much to explain to you. And somehow or another, we got into it, and he called himself Dr. Sky.
Yeah,
wait a second. Don't blow my story. Come on. He called himself Dr. Sky. You always like to let the cat out of the bag. You know that?
Oh, yeah. Well, it gets me all excited.
You get excited. Okay. Well, I never heard of Dr. Sky. But, and then I said I wrote a book. You know who Edgar Cayce is? I wrote a book that proves he returned. He said, I think I heard of Edgar Cayce. And then I said, I've been on George Norrie 8 times. And then he looked at me and he said, I'm on George Norrie every Monday. I am the astronomy expert. And now we had something in common, and he had a reason to have some respect for me, and we really got into it, and he ended up really liking me, and he has his own radio show, and he was calling his producer and saying, you got to talk to this guy. He is really something else. And this was all going on just as the whole Planet Healing was supposed to start. And I kind of decided I should stick with this because he's going to end up talking to Tom Downheiser about me, and it's going to probably lead to another show on George Norrie, you know? It's like that kind of a synchronicity that Tom was going to say, well, where has Wynn been? Now, I could probably call them, and Lisa, you know, would probably put me on. She usually does. But I've been avoiding it, you know. I feel like next time I go on, I got to be really, really not prepared when I talk, but prepared on the backup. I wanted to have another book out. I wanted to have Message a Day more organized and current because it'll get a lot of subscribers and bring in money that will support our work. But he's going to mention us to Tom Downheiser, I'm sure. And then I had a talk with his producer. We had a good talk. His producer was a guy who was very much into ETs and abductions and conspiracies. And when I first started talking to him, he says, oh, you're just talking to some ETs up there that are trying to control us. And somehow or another, I switched him. And in any case, that's where I was yesterday when I wasn't on the call. And I had to balance that the importance of following through on that synchronicity. So we have some questions for tonight. And the only reason I'm telling these stories is because we don't have a lot of questions. So if we did, I wouldn't bother. I'd just go right into them. Okay? And let me see what we got here. Dilly, you're not ready, right?
No, but I'm here.
Here we go.
I'm available.
Father, Mother, God, we ask for the presence of the light to surround and protect Terry, myself, and everyone else on the line. And any negativity be taken to the highest realms of light and be transmuted for the highest good of all concerned. We see ourselves in the flow of energy radiating from the center of the universe, through the galaxies, through the Milky Way, through the solar system, through the outer energy fields of planet Earth, through our bodies, and into the center of the Earth. And right now, we invoke a group energy connection while maintaining the sovereign integrity of our souls. And we invite those sources that are positive, service to others, honoring the law of one, to join with us. We create a protected space that only the positive has access to. Anything not of that nature must leave now. And do we have our sources present?
Yes. This is from, we greet you in the love light of the one and the creator. We are here this 10th day of July 2019 in this particular location where we have converged. And we have also positioned ourselves to be able to be of service to each and every person on this call who wishes to be connected with, or anyone who listens to a replay or reads a transcript at any time. We are here directly. We do not come to the telephone line. That is where the voice comes from. The voice is a little bit slower than we are. Very fast, like with the speed of light. We have positioned ourselves in this way to be of service to each and every person who wishes assistance or to talk with us or connect with us. Do you have questions?
Yes, we do. Question here is, a second. This is from Jerry Vinanen in, I believe he's in Finland. He didn't say, if you're listening, Jerry, hi to you, okay?
Is it J-E-R-E?
Yes.
Yes.
Is he in Finland?
Yes.
Yeah. Now, Jerry is asking a question that has some presumptions in it. And I'm going to ask his question, but then I'm going to back the question up to ask another question to cover his presumption, because I'm not sure his presumption is accurate. How far away are we on our current timeline from the charge from sun that will launch a spontaneous evolution through the solar system and in humankind? Okay, that's his question. Now, my question is it true that at some future time there's going to be some kind of shift from the sun that will launch this spontaneous evolution that Jerry is talking about?
We like his question. We take a look and we see that the we're searching for the words here. Triggers of evolution. My phone is ringing.
Okay. Well, I'll just talk for a moment till they go away, okay?
Okay.
And then we'll bring the energy back in. Let me know when.
Hello? Okay, well, Paul, but he hung up.
All right.
Just a minute. He'll probably call back. He's wondering where we are. We were going to go there. Just a minute. Let me bring it back. The energy that triggers the evolution is in progress at this time. It is an in-streaming of particles that are activating and triggering the life force at the intersection of the particles and the DNA and the life consciousness in the matrix. It is triggering the activation of Earth. It is triggering the activation of the other planets. It is why the rings on Saturn partly why they are dissipating. It is why some of the planets are increasing in brightness at this time. It is why some of the planets are getting atmosphere at this time. It is triggering life, the prana, and activating it within the solar system. It is going on right now. It is, we take a look at Finland, we take a look at Earth. Earth is a big receptive body that is receiving this energy, and it is activating it, it is healing it, it is bringing the light intensity of the planet to a greater level, and the humankind are profiting by it.
But is this going to turn into a spontaneous evolution? In other words,
it is a spontaneous evolution that is already going on.
I mean, are the Illuminati going to throw away their plans and suddenly start loving everybody?
This is a very small, localized view you have.
Well, the implication is that there's going to be a spontaneous evolution, that everything will shift. And
everything is shifting.
Yes. But those people who are rigidly clinging on to negative agendas and attempting so passionately to control this planet, to kill the population of this planet.
That is a localized phenomena. It is not a worldwide life phenomena.
In other words, when you say localized, you mean it's localized
within a group of people, within a group of people, within a certain organization, within a certain group of people with a certain DNA that feel that they can maneuver things their way. That is one of the eddies within the Earth frame.
Well, it just seems like they're setting it up where, well, they have chemtrails all over the world. With the touch of a button, they can drop poison or germs on people. They've got, somebody else asked about 5G, which is supposed to be detrimental to people. So if we're going to have a spontaneous evolution, what's going to happen to all those plans?
We see them as eddies and currents. Eddies and currents, like you see in the ocean, that are playing themselves out.
Mm-hmm. I mean, do they have a potential of succeeding?
Well, the we see a much bigger picture. We see something that will last over thousands of years. We do not see that a particular eddy will take everything over. It is like Carla Ruckert's question of if something is going to happen, a question, does it apply 10,000 years from now, or is it something that is passing and will pass? And we see these as currents and eddies within the mainstream that have their own elements of destruction within them.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much. That's a hopeful answer. In other words, it may cause some disturbance, but it's unlikely to sweep through everything.
That is correct.
Okay. I have a question. There is a word that has been used in the Bible and used in recent times. And the word is Adonai, as one of the names for God. And I've never asked this, but I've had the theory that Adonai was another name for Enki, or an aspect of Enki. Can you give any clarification on the word Adonai?
We see that it is a bigger word than just one man. We see that it would apply, the bigger word could apply or be taken by some to be adapted to Enki. However, it is like the one, the great one, the master one. And a man like Enki could possibly be labeled that by some of his followers or by even himself.
Thank you. And I also noticed that in the raw material, many of the channelings by Carla Ruckert end with the word Adonai. Does the rock have an affiliation with Adonai?
It is the great one, the honoring of the king, the one who is all powerful, and we see that it is not labeling one particular man, it is like a greater.
Mm-hmm. Does it relate to the one infinite creator?
It's probably more localized than the one infinite creator, but it is more of the one within the overseer of spirits or something.
Okay, thank you. All right, this is from Kathleen in... I think she's in Albuquerque, Kathleen Welch. A few weeks ago, some unknown person left a bouquet of flowers, a mixed variety, wrapped in plastic they use at the local market. As I look out my front door, it was left on the right side of the top step. There are two steps up to my apartment. This is the side on where the door has its hinges. And as I looked at it, I didn't touch it, as this is a dicey neighborhood with lots of college kids into all kinds of stuff, there was no note visible. But since I wasn't sure about the origin or intention, I didn't touch it. I left it there, and we had some strong winds that blew it off the steps, and later in the next few days, it blew away. And so, can you give me any insight into this event?
You know, it's good to be aware of it. You're good to be aware of it. That's what we have said. You did. You handled it correctly, as we see that a person left it there, and that it was really meant for something to make up for something, and it was left at the wrong address. You let it blow away, let it go, and that there was some good intentions in the back of it, but you were good to be aware because it also was covering up something else.
Okay, thank you. Question from Edna. I am going through interesting stuff that is affecting my physical body, which is bringing some disruptions or symptoms that feels uncomfortable. And I would like to talk to sources about it. The symptoms are lightheaded and fatigue. Since I normally have lots of energy, this situation is kind of abnormal to me. And here are my questions. One, I was taking this natural supplement for 4 days, which is known as Haritake. It is a powder from a superfruit from India and works for cleansing of the body and spiritual clearing. Is this supplement responsible for bringing side effects into my body?
As you clear displeasing or as you clear, we don't exactly call them toxins, but as you clear disruptive factors from your energy field and let them go, and this substance can create lightheadedness or produce a situation where you can feel lightheadedness.
Was the substance that she was taking provoking a release of toxins or whatever?
It was producing a flow of a particular substance in the body was released, and it was clearing from the body a particular substance.
Mm-hmm.
If you take it again, lower the dose, and
mm-hmm. Then she asked, but I think you already answered this. She asked if she's going through a clearing or a spiritual upgrade as a result of this release.
Yes. We see an imbalance. It produces, as it releases this certain substance, it creates a sort of an imbalance, and which if you were going to not experience that, then you should increase the intake of other substances to help with the release of the toxins. We call them toxins, however, this particular substance within the body. So as you release it, then be sure to get enough other balancing factors. For instance, make sure you get enough vitamin A, and you may want to check and see if there's counterindications of things that that conflict with that substance that you are taking that create an adverse reaction because there's certain substances that might conflict as you take it. Conflict with that a particular herb.
So, then she says, should I just endure the symptoms until it's over? And you said no, she should take some other things that could relieve
the
symptoms.
You should back off, like, take less a bit and back off and so that it does not create a deficiency within the body of B vitamins and things like that.
Thank you. And the last question is, should she not be worried about, is she protected and she doesn't have to worry about her body and her spiritual well-being?
You are protected, but be aware of what you do, and be aware of your environment, and it helps to be aware of the elements. As you give yourself a certain protection. So be aware of those things to make sure that your car is serviced properly and the proper things to do with your everyday life, to do with your house, safety in your house, to know what is outside so that if there was a strong earthquake, you would know how to protect yourself, how to, what if you went outside, what would be there, what, you know, your altitude, the potential for a tsunami in your area, to be aware of your environment, be aware of your dreams, messages that may come in your dreams. That is our advice.
Okay, thank you. We have here a question from Dharmananda, and I don't know if you can answer this question, but I mean, you can answer it in your own way. I'm sure there's a way to answer it, but let me just ask the question and see what happens. Okay. The question is, does 5G have anything to do with eliminating humanity so the ETs can take over our planet?
Well, it certainly fits into their plans, because it does magnify microwaves. We suggest that everyone protect themselves against 5G as best they can, using perhaps shunned light or other devices to help turn the negative spin of the microwave radiation into a positive spin that will not harm the individual.
Mm-hmm. We've been studying that, and we're going to probably add it to the things we sell fairly soon. We're trying different brands, and we want to get the strongest one. And it's a mineral that's 2 billion years old from Russia that gives a lot of protection from RF frequencies. And we asked our sources about it, and they confirmed that it works. So probably in a couple of weeks, we'll have something available. Okay? And I think that's it for tonight. Do we have any closing comments?
We still linger with Edgta and send love and light to her and love and light to each and every other person who asked a question. And if you have a question, you can just straight away ask. And if it requires a verbal answer, then send it in to the questions and answers hotline so that we can read it next week. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you so much for being here and answering.
And I sent in a couple of questions.
Did you send them by email?
Yeah, to questions.
Yep.
You sent them to the right email?
To questions at Intelligent Infinity, as far as I know.
Oh, email. Wait. Did yours say Karma on it?
Yeah. One of
okay.
them.
You know what? You sent it out at 6:25. And sometimes I check after we start. And sometimes I don't because it distracts the attention I'm holding on everything. And Prudence, let's see. Okay. Now,
where are we supposed to send questions to, if not?
Questions at intelligent-infinity.com.
Isn't that where mine went?
Pardon me?
Isn't that where my question went?
Your question went there, yeah, but you sent it at 6:25. Okay? And I can't promise to, sometimes I do, but I can't promise to get to the questions that are sent in late, okay?
Oh, okay.
You know, the problem is I have to be very present to do this. I pay a lot of attention. And when I start looking for new questions, I get distracted. And sometimes
but
I
when
do.
When's the best time to send them in then?
The best time to send it in is just before the call.
Oh.
It'll come right, you know, an hour before, 2 hours before. And for Prudence here, Okay. Prudence, are you there?
Yeah, I think it's too long for this week.
You know what? Maybe on your question, I should ask it privately, okay?
Okay.
I mean, you know, it's one of those things that could have negative things attached to it, and it's better to ask that, not when everybody's listening, okay?
Mm-hmm. Yep, I got
it. All right. Okay. And they'll be more candid on their answer, or they might be. I mean, sometimes I do that. I ask questions privately, and they'll tell me things that they won't say on this call. Okay?
Yeah.
So, on that note, I love you, Prudence. Okay?
Oh, I love you, too. That's okay.
Prudence thought I fired her yesterday because I had Hives do it. Okay?
Whole Planet Healing, yeah.
Yeah, Whole Planet Healing. And, you know, I was sitting there with this guy. I just told the story earlier. And, you know, I made the snap decision at, like, about 10 of 7 that I think I should sit here. And I called Prudence up first, and she didn't answer her phone. So then I called Hives up. So it was not a slight to Prudence that Hives was doing it, okay? So that's all. All right. God, everybody's so sensitive.
Unmuted.
I'll see you on Whole Planet Healing.
Thank you, guys.
I love you all.